Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The plan that I put forward, practical, specific, five-point plan to grow our middle class, create strong jobs here in Ohio and around the country, and lay a stronger foundation for our economy. First thing is I want to see us export more jobs, export more products. Excuse me. I was channeling my opponent there for a second.
There's President Obama zinging Mitt Romney while on the campaign trail. Now, see, it'd been interesting if somebody had taken that, not put the last part on, somebody in the news media, and I'm betting it's shown up that way, actually, already. If it hasn't, it probably will, with him saying, okay, I want to export jobs, and then they don't play the rest of it one way or another. Okay, so the back and forth of the trampaign kale, good, Doug. The campaign trail, that's what it feels like. You go round and round in sort of a box here. The same stuff back and forth, but we review it because that's what talk radio, news talk radio, the issue-oriented sort of political talk radio programs are talking about. I'm Doug Steffen. Stay with me for the next hour as we review the presidential race. As much as we have time for other items of interest, there are certainly people that want to talk about all of these things, and you can join us at 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Here's Dan Crawford on CBS talking to Mitt Romney about many of his supporters calling for him to be a lot more aggressive.
A lot of your conservative supporters are starting to get anxious. They're imploring you. I've heard your supporters on the rope line telling you, be ruthless, be more aggressive. Do you think you haven't been aggressive enough? Do you plan to be more aggressive?
This is a campaign not about character assassination, even though I think that's what's come from the Obama camp by and large.
Character assassination. You think, has the Obama campaign engaged in character assassination?
Oh, sure. I think they try and completely misrepresent my point of view as well as the reason I'm in the race. But I think fundamentally the American people are interested in who's going to make their life better, who can help people get better jobs and better incomes. And I can. He's proven that he does not have the capability to do that. I do. I've proven that throughout my career. I think that's what it's going to come down to. So I listen to a lot of advice, but frankly, I'm going to keep on my message, which is that I know how to get this economy going, create jobs, more take-home pay for the American people.
What do you think? I mean, we hear this over and over from your conservative supporters, be more aggressive. What do you think they mean by that? Why are they feeling that frustration, that anxiety?
Well, I can't speak for the viewpoints of all the commentators and people that I meet from place to place. It's interesting. Some people say, just be who you are. Others say, get tougher, attack. And my own view is this. I'm going to be who I am and describe why I think I'm the person that's going to become the next president of the United States and how my policies will make life better for American families. You got a lot of single moms wondering how to put food on the table at the end of the week. You got a lot of people can't find work. That's the group of people I want to speak to, and that's why I think I'll be successful.
But getting your message out, why is the Obama campaign dramatically outspent you in ad spending here in this key state, Ohio, in Florida? Why are they outspending you on television?
Well, the Obama folks have a lot of money. Presidents say,
but you
incumbent.
Do too.
He has more, and that's just the nature of the fact that he's an incumbent, has good support, a lot of union support. They're able to write one big check as a union. That doesn't happen on our side of the aisle.
But you have the super PAC.
We have good support from super PACs. I think both parties do. But the president has sufficient funds to get his campaign out there. So do we.
Are you putting that in the ground game? Where is that money? You are raising a lot of money. Where is that money going, if not on television ads?
I'll let you look at the spending by campaign. But the president has a good deal more in his campaign. We have more money that comes into our party than he does. And that means that the party is able to run, if you will, super PAC ads and things of that nature that we can't do directly as a campaign. But we're husbanding our resources and have. And fortunately, in the 6 weeks we have until the end, we'll be, I think, about equal on the air. And, we'll also have debates. And I think far more people watch debates and will make their assessment based on what they see in the debates than what they see in 30-second ads. And in the debates, if someone says something that's not accurate, why, there's an opportunity to point out it's not accurate. And I'm looking forward to that chance.
All right, that's a pretty interesting conversation from CBS. Mitt Romney talking about his position? Is that as clear as you've heard him state it to this point? 800-510-8255. Are you opening up toward Obama? Are you opening up toward Mitt Romney? Are you not happy with either of the choices? Gets down to the last, what, we have 6 weeks, is that what it is? A little bit less, actually, than that. 800-510-8255. Here, with the News Talk folks get a lot of audio from television programs and use that for purposes of discussion, and that happens here as this program reviews what goes on, the tone, the timbre of conversations on a lot of great News Talk stations around the country. This is Don Lemon talking to Newt Gingrich about why he thinks Mitt Romney needs to correct some of his mistakes.
Do you think it's the campaign, the candidate, or is it just that people in these states, like Ohio, for example, are more optimistic about the economy and it's harder to sell the message they've been working with?
No, I think it's clearly something that you can go out and you can communicate and you can do dramatically better than Romney's currently doing. I think that Obama, in the end, is the president who had the gasoline price jump from $1.89 to $3.89. Obama, in the end, is the president who's piled up huge deficits that will cripple our children and grandchildren. There's plenty of ammunition, but it has to be delivered in a firm, systematic, orderly way where people look up and go, yeah, that's right. And there's a simple test here. Do you want four more years of Obama? Do you think this is the right direction? Or do you think we need something new? I think a campaign which made that case clearly enough would carry Ohio and Florida by big margins.
How hard do you think it is going to be for him to sort of turn this thing around and get himself going more in the right direction?
I think it depends almost entirely on Mitt personally. I debated him a number of times, as you pointed out. Most of the debates I did pretty well. The last two debates where it was down to life and death and we were in Florida and he was in danger of losing the nomination, he came in fired up, decisive, prepared, aggressive, energetic, and to be honest, I think he beat me both times. If he would be as direct, as assertive, as firm with Barack Obama as he was with me in Florida, he'll win the debate going away. And within 3 days of winning that debate, the polls will change dramatically because he'll have begun to make the case that we cannot afford four more years of Barack Obama.
So is that really the cry, the battle cry for them? They say Osama is dead, GM is alive. And the question may be from the other side, can you afford four more years of Obama? 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i. It's a whole new species of Gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberen. Amberen is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-581-9496. That's 1-800-581-9496.
800-510-TALK reaches us on the countdown. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's host John Sylvester talking to the nation's Mike Nichols about the changing status of some of the swing states as the presidential race heats up.
When they show these real clear politics maps of America, and we've had Wisconsin and Iowa, Nevada, Colorado, Virginia, Ohio, New Hampshire, all in yellow as the swing states. Can they really accurately put those states up there as swing states anymore? With the new CBS Quinnipiac polls out this morning, is Virginia really a swing state anymore?
It's looking like no. You know, the problem is that, and this is a really interesting thing about political players, and it includes pollsters and observers of all kinds, they are now part of the broad spin machine. So they get uncomfortable. They get uncomfortable being accused of being on one side. And so if, for instance, any of these groups flipped over, like, all the swing states and they said, well, it's finished, you know, that wouldn't go over well with, you know, a lot of the infrastructure that's been developed to pressure pollsters and political folks to present and maintain the image that Mitt Romney is a viable candidate for president of the United States.
Let me give you an example. Last I looked, Barack Obama is a lot closer to Mitt Romney in Missouri than Mitt Romney is to Barack Obama in Ohio.
Or let's take a look at Iowa. In Iowa, the recent polling, and I know it shifts and you get lots of different polls, but you've had a lot of recent polling that shows it was like an 8-9 point race in Iowa, right?
Well, have you seen these polls this morning?
Yeah, I know. No.
All right. But they still show Missouri as a red state.
Well, and here's an interesting example. What about Arizona? All the recent polling in Arizona, internal and external, is showing like a 3-4 point race.
Now, the media also really doesn't want this race to be over.
That's right. Not before the debates. You see, going into the debates, if you say, you know, this race is really looking like it's finished, you're going to get accused of everything they get accused of, and they're trained to be afraid of anybody saying liberal media. So they'll be cautious on it. But don't look to the map for evidence of how badly things are falling apart for the Romney campaign. Understand that politics can shift. A month ago, people thought Obama was having trouble. So let's be realistic there.
All right. Here from the View of the Ladies, along with Chris Cuomo, the co-host, watch and react to a Madonna video that calls Obama a black Muslim.
Madonna took some time during her concert in Washington, D.C. to campaign for President Obama. And this is the moment that left most people kind of going, huh? Take a look.
It's so amazing and incredible to think that we have an African-American.
Point the black Muslim in the White House. All right, so lots to talk about. We continue. Your call is coming up next to 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Get to your calls in a few moments. A couple of more outtakes from radio programs that we are monitoring, including this one, as the presidential race is front and center. Here's Rob Schilling with Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli about how the president has been dealing with the economy.
It is a frightening time that we live in, and we need people who are willing to tell the truth. And although the president says he's going to tell you the truth, I don't really believe he has on most of these issues. Has he been frank in the way that he needs to be with the American people about the problems we face economically?
Well, I think he brushes over them. He says we have problems and then moves on to all the spending he wants to do. I mean, he's in Ohio giving money away. You know, sorry for those of you not in swing states, you don't get any of the swing state money. And, you know, he's not acting like someone who thinks there's a problem, or he's acting like someone who doesn't mind if the financial crash for our government occurs. You could be either way. And then government steps in and takes an even bigger role. See Road to Serfdom by F.A. Hayek. And, you know, when you've got a majority leader in Harry Reid, who the Senate hasn't put out a budget in 3 years. I don't see anybody asking Mark Warner about that. You know, where's the cooperation in running the government? They are crashing this thing into the ground irresponsibly and then running on the notion that Mitt Romney is a bad idea. Are you kidding me? The guy's run companies. He's helped start companies. He's created jobs. He turned the Olympics around. The performance level between these two men as individuals is absolutely stark. One would assume the presidency with a string of enormous achievements in his life, and the other one assumed office with none, really, unless you count getting elected as an achievement. And he hasn't done anything positive for the country since he's been the president on the economic front. So
yeah.
This is a real gut check for Americans. Are we going to face reality or aren't we?
800-510-8255. Here's our radio host, Peter Boyles, with another radio host named Roger Hedgecock. They talk about whether President Obama may be keeping the troops in Afghanistan just to get reelected.
Nixon stayed in Southeast Asia when he knew that he had read Pentagon Papers. He knew the end was there, and yet he stayed. And a lot of his critics and historians believe it was to win the 68 election. I believe Barack Obama stays and makes this announcement to win 2012. Any similarities?
Well, there may be. It's an interesting analogy. I mean, I was around at the time. I think you're talking about the 72 election, right? I mean, he was trying to get us out, but at the same time, get us out with, you know, peace with honor and all that stuff. But, you know, there is...
Well, initially it was the secret plan. Remember, the secret plan to end the war, 68.
In 68, you're right. There was a...
And he didn't, now we know there was no secret plan.
No, and the tragedy in Vietnam, not to visit that, you know, ancient history, but for those folks who are there, the tragedy there was that militarily we had actually won that war, but the diplomats lost it. And that was especially after the Tet Offensive. And that's a tragedy we don't want to revisit. The problem in Afghanistan is there is no military victory. There's a tribal society rife with a few blood feuds and illiterate to the core, a society that is not capable of thinking in nationalistic terms and never has. So it's a nation build in that area, as opposed to Iraq, where there was high literacy, a high appreciation of the nation itself, we have some chance there of building back a democratic society, or at least somewhat democratic society, based on human rights, and that in fact has in part happened. There is no chance for that in Afghanistan.
Wow, that's a pretty interesting analysis of the reality there. By the way, we'll be talking more about the situation in the Middle East as we have time. Your calls are most important, though, and they're up next here at 800-510-8255. You're listening to the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that 1 in 88 children in the U.S. is affected by autism, Asperger's, or pervasive developmental disorder not otherwise specified, or PDD-NOS. While medications are available for behavioral issues like irritability or anxiety, there are no FDA-approved drugs to treat any of the core symptoms of these conditions, such as problems with social interaction and communication. According to board-certified psychiatrist Dr. David Posey, a new clinical research program called ConnectMe is enrolling children with autism, Asperger's, or PDD-NOS worldwide to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of an investigational drug on social interaction and communication.
There are significant unmet medical needs surrounding autism spectrum disorders. I have seen firsthand how children with these disorders struggle to interact with their peers, so I am encouraged by the ConnectMe clinical research program, which may provide new insights into the spectrum of autism disorders.
To learn more about ConnectMe or to see if your child is eligible to participate, call 877-900-8735 or visit ConnectMeTrials.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. the original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Callers now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show discussing the presidential race and who is doing what to whom. It's a two-minute ad that has appeared on the internet and a couple of other places where the president pitches a broad economic argument to you as a voter ahead of the debates with Mitt Romney. Bought time in seven battleground states as well to present that. And, of course, the obvious question is, why has it been 4 years? He hasn't done any of this stuff, so why now? Pretty, I guess, obvious answer to that, right? 800-510-8255. Let's take some calls, starting with Jeremy in Auburn, Alabama, on what Mitt Romney needs to do. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Doug. First of all, I just want to say I think your show is a very positive thing for this country, and I hope people listen to it, really gain something from it. And I guess what I want to talk about is one of the most divisive issues in this country is the entitlements that the government has just created, and now people believe the government is their job to do. I would like, and our church, where I go to church, is, and I see a lot of local churches doing, they're starting to take over, if you want to call them entitlements, you know, it's pretty much the gospel, but they're taking over foster care, taking that role from the state, and our church alone is going to handle about half of the foster children in our county, and that's just one church. We're also supplying the food bank in our county with 2 months' worth of food.
Who pays for that? Who pays for all of this?
The members of the church.
No, so the government's not involved. You don't get government subsidies for any of that, then, huh?
No, no. It's, you know, well, and I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to bring your show just totally religious here, but, and you know, Christianity's not a religion, but anyway, it's your job as a Christian to do that. It's not, it shouldn't be financially motivated or anything. And I guess how I tie this into the presidency is obviously President Obama is not going to be one to say, well, I think churches should help people and not the government. I think Mitt Romney, and I would like to push him to do this if elected, is to, and I'm sure he's going to make the argument that it's not the government's job to just hold your hand and take care of you every step of the way, and so you don't have to do anything.
Right.
And if a person is receiving help from a church, it's going to seem more genuine, and it's probably going to benefit them more. There's no paperwork involved. But I guess that's my point is I think there's a stark difference in one of the most divisive issues, which is entitlements. And I don't think a lot of people see that. I think they just see Mitt Romney is the way the media describes him, and they see Barack Obama as the way the media describes him, and I wish people could get past that.
All right. Appreciate your call, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Your calls on the presidential race. Angelica in Maryland thinks President Obama's foreign policy is better.
I'm in full support of President Obama. I like the way he handles foreign policy. He's very measured. He's very careful what he says. And I also believe that there's a lot of negotiation going on behind closed doors that the public is not aware of. And when I look at Mr. Romney, I am so sick and tired of the fear and warmongering, and I'm afraid that he would start another military conflict in the Middle East. And for me, as a voter, that's a big one. Just on that topic alone, President Obama has my vote, because I do not believe that we and the world can afford another military conflict on this planet.
So why are you voting for President Obama? 800-510-8255. All right, so you know the essence of this program is to try to present both sides, both points of view from the callers and from hosts and attitudes, et cetera. So let's see if we can do back and forth now. Clyde's in Oklahoma. He's not a big fan of either of these two guys.
Everybody keeps saying, well, you got to vote for one or the other. No, I'm going to create confusion down here at the polling place, and that's for a write-in vote. And if they go through a big rigmarole when it happens, my take on it is this. As far as I'm concerned, both of these people are lapdogs for somebody, and that bothers me. It really concerns me when the most powerful man in the world is caught up with answering to powers. Mitt Romney is his decisions are made for him, and I think Barack Obama, Lord knows he's got some issues too.
That's an interesting take on it, Clyde. Thank you. 800-510-8255. You're with Doug Steffen as the Talk Radio Countdown Show takes your calls now on the status of the presidential race from your perspective. Here's Ray in New York with the media on his mind.
I think the press is in full press mode to try to destroy Romney. I mean, just the fact that we have this subject this morning is indicative of this, because we have more important things going on in the world. We've got the entire Middle East fire. We've got gas prices that are out of control. We've stopped drilling, essentially, in the United States. We stopped the Keystone Pipeline. A lot of this stuff in America is self-imposed by this president. And anyways, I think Romney has brought this issue to the forefront. There are 47% of Americans are not paying any income taxes. They're also deriving many tax benefits through the Earned Income Credit and all kinds of other credits, food stamps, WIC. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Poverty is not what people think it is in America. Poverty is in New Delhi. Okay, poverty is in India. Poverty is not in the United States. What we see poverty here. People have 3 TV sets, 2 Escalades, driving around, nobody working. So, anyways, that's my comment. And go Romney.
800. Okay, sir. 800-510-8255. Gene in Tennessee says, if Mitt Romney wants his vote, better show us your tax record, sir.
I like to make a statement that Romney doesn't want to man up and show us tax returns and all the loopholes he used, I won't vote for him. Because I'm a working man, I ended up paying 28% of my taxes, and I want to know what he's doing to get out of paying his.
Well, where does it say he's getting out of paying any? What is that? He has no job. His money comes from earned income, and the tax rate is what he pays. I don't get what the heck people think. They just don't understand. Listen to that guy. Understand people don't understand how the system works. Okay. Joy in Washington, D.C., thinks we better get away from the tax returns.
I don't think we should put so much emphasis on Romney's tax returns. The administration already has access to his The administration already has access to his tax returns, even though they can't reveal them. We need to get on to some more important things, such as educating kids, stopping all these murders, such as in Chicago, has like 500-600 murders for the year. That's what we need to be concentrating on. We need to be concentrating on Medicare, how we're going to make it when we get older. The tax returns are just so irrelevant, and it takes time away from more important subjects that deal with the livelihood of everybody in the country.
All right, ma'am, thank you. 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the presidential race. Callers here in line. Lou in Connecticut says he's voting for Mitt Romney.
I'm a libertarian. I've been voting libertarian since the early 90s. I'm one of the few sane people left in America that understands that government does not work. Central planning does not work. If central planning worked and government worked, we would have lost the Cold War and we'd be speaking Russian right now. I have no choice but to vote for Romney. I can never vote for Barack Obama. And there's a very good reason why. Because he's a socialist! He is a socialist! I mean, look, I have to pick the lesser of two evils. You got the evil party, the socialist fence, the stupid party Republicans. I have to vote for the lesser of two evils. I have to vote Republican. I prefer libertarian, but that's never going to happen in my lifetime.
Yeah, I understand what you mean, sir. I feel your pain. 800-510-8255. The race for president focusing squarely on the battle for the working class votes. Mitt Romney is talking about how he feels. I think yesterday he said his heart aches for the people who don't have a job. What's Barack Obama saying? And do you believe what any of them have to say? Bob in Texas doesn't trust Mitt Romney.
Mr. Romney used to belong to a Chinese organization called Chinook that was, the Chinese were supporting, they were, it's an oil conglomerate, and they were buying oil all over the world, and they were supporting Iran. Not until 2011 did Mr. Romney take his, separate himself from this Chinese oil conglomerate. Mr. Romney talks out of one side of his mouth, but he acts out of another side, and I don't trust him. He said that he thought that our greatest threat was Russia, when our greatest threat now is Al-Qaeda. So I just don't think he has the experience, the knowledge to really help us. Most of the things that he's done, even through Bain, has been to outsource jobs to the other countries, and he hasn't asked them to open up anything. I just don't trust him. He's not in for the lower class Americans. He's in it for the capital gain that he can get, and he can't run our country the same way he ran Bain.
800-510-8255. Carl in Memphis, listening to KWAM. You're on the air on the Countdown. Carl, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to see Mitt Romney get a little bit more rigid and go more toward the conservative side. A lot of people feel that he's still kind of a conservative moderate, but he needs to really get rigid and stand up against Obama. Obama has no run on, and he also needs to address the fact that this little bogus tax return issue is totally invalid. It's totally insignificant. And all these people that are voting for Obama because he did health care and he bailed out the auto industry, those are exactly the reasons why you should not be voting for Obama. He has no foreign policy. He's a hack. He never even had a voting record, yet mindless liberals jumped on the bandwagon and voted for him anyway. That's all I got to say. Thanks.
All right, sir. 800-510-8255. We move on to the president, Iran. And what went on at the UN this week, that's up next on the Countdown.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that 1 in 88 children in the U.S. is affected by autism, Asperger's, or pervasive developmental disorder not otherwise specified, or PDD-NOS. While medications are available for behavioral issues like irritability or anxiety, there are no FDA-approved drugs to treat any of the core symptoms of these conditions, such as problems with social interaction and communication. According to board-certified psychiatrist Dr. David Posey, a new clinical research program called ConnectMe is enrolling children with autism, Asperger's, or PDD-NOS worldwide to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of an investigational drug on social interaction and communication.
There are significant unmet medical needs surrounding autism spectrum disorders. I have seen firsthand how children with these disorders struggle to interact with their peers, so I am encouraged by the ConnectMe clinical research program, which may provide new insights into the spectrum of autism disorders.
To learn more about ConnectMe or to see if your child is eligible to participate, call 877-900-8735 or visit ConnectMeTrials.com.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
Iranian President Ahmadinejad delivered a rambling speech at the UN yesterday. Mr. Obama also had comments at the UN, and here's Talkos Michael Berry. He went off sort of on the president's comments, suggesting that we all ought to be offended by the anti-Muslim video that's caused the riots.
As a Christian, I do not put other faiths on par with mine. I don't seek to kill anyone who is not a Christian. I wouldn't hire or fire someone on the basis of not being a Christian. I wouldn't do any harm. I don't expect them to have any fewer rights. They are my fellow American. They are my fellow citizen. But I do not recognize the equality of all religions. And if you do, you are not a Christian. The Bible is very clear in that commandment. You are not a Christian if you believe in the other religions. The Bible is very clear. God commands his primacy over others. And by the way, Muslims feel the same way. I will not pander to any group of people. I will never pander to Muslims. Not only because Muslim-dominated countries can't figure out running water and air conditioning. Not only because they repress their women. Not only because they lack the basic tenets of Western civilization, like fairness in a judicial system, but because they are a different faith, and by my mind, a lesser faith, an untrue faith. And you will not get me. You will not get me to say that their religion is the same as mine. If you wish to say that, that is fine. But I will not have Barack tell me that I have to be offended because Muslims are offended, because Muslims do nothing but be offended. It's what they do. Muslims have been getting offended for how many thousand years? Or at least how many hundred years? Muslims have been blowing stuff up and burning things down and chopping off hands for a lot longer than this country existed. tired of being told that I have to be worried about whether they're offended, because I am not. Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the WaterBob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Next up for consideration as you listen to the Talk Radio Review, a discussion of the option that youngsters have in high schools in New York City to use Plan B contraceptive pills as young as 14 years of age without any parental consent. Here are a couple of different takes on that from talk host Mike Slater, Randy Cox, and Anna Good.
In New York City, 13 public schools are handing out the morning after pill to students. Or if you want the morning after pill, you go to the nurse's office and you get the morning after pill.
Yeah.
Without parental consent.
Yeah, and what is it? You have to be 14? I think 13 or 14.
What?
Heaven forbid they need an aspirin because they have a headache at school.
Yeah, no Tylenol. That's against the rules. But and even, let's let this sink in. In New York City, you're not allowed to buy a soda bigger than 16 ounces. But if you are a 14-year-old in a New York City public school, you can get the morning after pill without parental consent. Tell me on what planet that makes it. Right? So a few things here, Randy, and I want to ask you. This isn't a Tic Tac. Okay, there are major health-related questions when you're taking something like this. Who is the school to say that this is an okay thing for your child to take? Who are they to say that this morning after pill is safe or appropriate for your kids? As Anna said, you can't even bring Advil to school, but the nurse can hand out Plan B. Second thing, it's Plan B, right? If we tell kids that this is available, and if kids know that this is available, will this lead kids to use Plan B as opposed to Plan A?
Forget Plan A.
Skip right to Plan B. You're safe.
It's okay. I'll just go to school tomorrow.
Would it incentivize kids to reduce other contraception, which would expose kids to more STDs, or would it lead them to doing it in the first place when they're just like, oh yeah, Plan B, it's all good, I got that, that's for free? There's major unintended consequences with this as well. They're going to be way worse for the school and for New York City than what they got going on right now, than what this is trying to solve.
All right, so Plan B is a contraceptive pill which can be used, as I guess they call it, the morning after, right? Talk host Chris Tagal and Paige Powers talking about this plan.
What would your reaction be if you got a letter in the mail that said, just so you know, Plan B, we got it on stock. So, you know, your daughter, she gets knocked up, she can go down to the school nurse, everything's taken care of, free of charge. You know, if you don't want us to give it to her, you're going to have to send this form back in and tell us you don't want us to give it to her. What would your reaction be? By the way, if you think this is far-fetched and that, you know, it wouldn't happen here, yes, it will. If it stands in New York anyway. Maybe you think it's great. I don't know. Fine if you do. School nurse offices stocked with the contraceptives can dispense Plan B emergency contraception and other oral or injectable birth control to girls without telling their parents, unless parents opt out after getting a school informational letter about the program. This is called CATCH, Connecting Adolescents to Comprehensive Health, part of a citywide attack against the epidemic of pregnancy. It spurs many girls, most of them poor, to drop out of school. Big Apple high schools have long supplied free condoms to sexually active teens. That's not new. But this is the first time city schools have dispensed hormonal birth control and Plan B, which can prevent pregnancy if taken up to 72 hours after unprotected sex. I'm also told Plan B is not cheap to buy.
Well, that's what, and the story says that it's for free. I mean,
right. Huh. They can walk into the school nurse and say, hey, I just had unprotected sex. Nurse, could I have the Plan B? She said, well, sure, sweetie. How many would you like? They can just put in a gumball machine.
God.
Stick a quarter in there. Twist it and it just spits out like gumballs. No, but am I wrong? Maybe you ladies can help me with this. Just the expense of it alone. I thought on the open market, like if you walked into a Walgreens, I was told Plan B is something like $50. Is that not right? Maybe it's not that expensive. Come on, Paige. When was the last time you had unprotected sex?
Right. I would assume it's, expensive. I mean, a little. I mean, just because it's the fairly new approved product.
Plan B is typically sold as an over-the-counter medication. Those under 18 need a prescription, by the way.
See?
For the CATCH program, students can tell a trained school nurse they had unprotected sex. The student will then get a test to see if she's already pregnant. If not, the prescription is issued and she can walk right out with a pill. Ha! How about that? So the school nurse can write the prescription.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Stephan, hoping to hear from you again in our next hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.